Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's the Who bringing us back from the rock opera, Tommy. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pamela S. Harper is the name of the book, Preventing Strategic Gridlock. And that's one of the things we're trying to do here with the idea of her visit today, which is how to take control, how to eradicate the elephant in the room, in the living room of your business. And we in the previous segment, Pam, you explained to us what an elephant could look like. Let's be specific. Let's give some specific examples of an elephant that's in the living room that nobody wants to talk about. Let me give you one. I'll give you one myself. It might surprise you. I had a client when I had my consulting business who believed that meetings were only for big companies. Now, that was an elephant in his room because he had 40-something employees, and they were talking to each other as they passed each other in the hall. I called it the yeah-yeah effect. They'd go down the hall, and one of them would say, yeah-yeah, and the other one would yell, and as they walked by, the other one would, over his shoulder, would say, yeah-yeah-yeah.
Yeah.
But I said, how often do you people meet? He said, oh, that's for big companies. I know you came from a big company. You like meetings, but we don't have meetings around here. I said, let me tell you something. You can have too many meetings, but you got to have some meetings. And I, long story less long, I helped him put his team together, and they had a meeting, and before the first meeting was over, his jaw was hitting the ground. How these people were talking to each other, how productive they were.
He had this idea in his head.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think what you're saying is absolutely true, is that it's very important and it's very productive and exhilarating when an elephant does come out of hiding. And there are a few in the article that we just wrote, mm-hmm. We actually talk about the importance of being able to spot the elephant. People can know there's an elephant in the room, but they don't necessarily know how to recognize exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And so you just gave a great example. And in my article, I have a few others. But it's always this, you'll hear phrases and behaviors and see situations. Like one, for instance, that a lot of companies I've dealt with have had is, we're on the right track, but. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where something that they thought that was going to work isn't working out as intended, mm-hmm. and everyone keeps talking about it. It's like gears grinding, you know. They're afraid to say
we need to put this in. We need to give this a play taps over this project and move on.
Yeah, they're not really talking about what's really at the heart of the problem. They'll talk mm-hmm. about the problem. They'll argue about the mm-hmm. problem. But they won't really talk about what's at the heart of it and what the options are for moving forward.
Which might include ending the project.
That's right. Another one is just get it done. Oh, that's another phrase. And you'll see deadlines and windows of opportunity are being missed. And everyone is focused on being more efficient and moving forward, and not one person is discussing what else could be behind the issue, which could mm-hmm. be that maybe two areas that should be working together are not. And so no matter how efficient you are, it's not going to happen until you deal with the elephant in the room. And so I think as a general rule of thumb, what's really important is to look at the more that you hear things that are very superficial or you're arguing about something and the wrong things are happening. You know, there's no progress being made. Things mm-hmm. are not getting better. You can pretty well be assured that there is an elephant somewhere in that room.
Well, here's another example. You've got a company that has for years been able to be successful advertising on television.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now not as successful doing this. And they think, you know what, I think we're the wrong network.
Mm-hmm.
We need to move over to another network.
That's right.
So without talking about whether it's the problem is the message you're putting out, or without talking about whether television is no longer their best, you know, the best source of business for them, they're blaming it on the network. That's another one.
And yeah. I will also give another example where there was a company, and the people in the company in the front lines were really having a lot of conflicts, and the executives were thinking that these people need conflict management training, and they were giving them training, and the mm-hmm. conflicts were continuing, and they're saying it's the training's fault. But it really ended up, we came in after all of this, and it turned out that the two executives, and we're not talking about a large company, mm-hmm. the two executives had the same job. They had the same accountability, and they were calling it different jobs.
Yeah.
And so,
would you recommend the people in that organization identify that elephant and eradicate it?
Well, I think it starts with the willingness to say, we have to figure out what is going on. It's time to spot it. If you can spot it, like we've just been talking about, mm-hmm. then you're ready to move forward.
But in a small business, well, really in any business, it takes courage to tell the boss that there's an elephant.
Well, yes, it does.
What I'd like to encourage small business owners to do is to say to your people, okay, let's talk about what an elephant is. What is an organizational elephant? Here's what they look like. Now, I don't know if we have any of these, but I would like for you to tell me if you think we have any of these. What do you think, Pam?
It's a start. It's a start. We'll talk more.
Open the door, owners, business. Open the door, managers. Ask your people, do we have an elephant? Are you having to walk around an elephant? And if you are, tell me what those are, and let's talk about it. Tintail back with Pam Harper after these messages, and we'll explain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.